I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Asheville Citizen Times reporter Jennifer Bowman. Jennifer, thanks you for coming in today.
Thanks.
So there's so many bits of information regarding this new indictment involving the former county manager, but let's take this little piece here. The money she spent in setting up these life insurance policies for herself, her son, and other employees, you guys were able to decipher where this money came from. So tell us where the money came from.
So it was not specifically named in the indictment, but what we were able to find based on the dates that the indictment mentions is that we're talking money that had been set aside to fund the settlements for five men who were wrongly convicted in the Walter Bowman homicide years ago. And that showed that there was a closed session in which these settlements were discussed and in which they discussed the appropriation to a fund for it that came to about $8.6 million. As the indictment states, there were a couple things that would tell you that the $8.6 million exceeds the amount that was spent to pay these settlements to the five men. So much that it was about half of that. We're including insurance, just like any other municipality has insurance to cover when it comes to civil lawsuits. They had indemnity insurance coverage, and that paid for a portion. If you include attorney fees and settlements, we're only talking roughly over $4 million. And what federal prosecutors allege is that Wanda Green knowingly had that appropriation inflated with the plan to fund her life insurance fraud scheme, using about $2.3 million of the surplus to do so.
How was she able to allegedly do that?
So what they say is that she knew the numbers before she presented the budget amendment that would have set aside that money, and actually complimented the commissioners for handling this in a financially responsible manner. But at the same time that she was presenting this budget amendment, she was speaking with an insurance agent. That's what the prosecutors allege. So much that during that closed session, she's accused of using her iPhone before the meeting was over to send an email telling the insurance agent it's a go. And documents that we just recently obtained actually show wire transfers over a roughly beginning in 2015 and ending just a few months before her retirement last year, wire transfers that were in different amounts to pay for these prepayments for these whole life insurance policies, which, you know, in simple terms, they have cash value. And so that's what there's the difference between that and term life insurance. And what prosecutors allege is that she cashed out her two policies after she retired.
The remaining policies after those two, she set them up for herself, her son, eight employees, and then set up an annuity for another employee who could not receive life insurance. What's the status of those other policies that she set up?
So the county has spoken with the insurance company, and at this point, officials say that they have been cooperative, fully cooperative with the efforts by the county to recover how much was spent to fund those premiums, and they expect to recover it. I just spoke with Michael Frew yesterday. He said he's confident, especially with the cooperation from them. What you're seeing, though, is that announcement by the commissioners Tuesday night that they intend to pursue a civil lawsuit against Wanda and her son. Wanda Green's money, that's been cashed out. And so the way to try to recover those funds is through a civil lawsuit. An interesting development about Michael Green, he does have two policies in his name, whole life insurance policies that were funded by the county. One of those funds, one of those policies was actually funded not with that settlement money, but with an extra source of money. And that's something we're still trying to figure out. But Michael, according to the county, they have offered Michael Green through his attorney the opportunity to come back and reassign those policies to the county, just like the other employees did. And that is, according to the county, that what happened after this investigation started. They started their own internal investigation, and that upon being identified as the recipients through what sounds like a very lengthy investigation process, they voluntarily assigned that. According to the county, Michael Green has not taken them up on that offer. And so then again, you go back to this plan of a civil lawsuit by the county.
Something else that has happened sort of in the meantime in the last few weeks is that the county finance director resigned. He's mentioned in the indictment, not charged with anything, but he is mentioned in the indictment. Tell us what he's mentioned in the indictment for and if that may have played any role in his resignation.
You know, it's hard to say. And that was something that commissioners were reluctant to talk about. You know, Tim Flora's resignation comes after a string of departures, none of which have been directly tied to Wanda Green's resignation. But, you know, are some high profile names. You know, John Creighton was a longtime assistant county manager. His name has come up a lot, too. And Tim Flora, naturally, as finance director, has a responsibility when it comes to these pre-audits of these wire transfers, when it comes to signing off on other expenditures that have been controversial that have come out in before this most recent indictment. And so, but Tim Flora was quite straightforward in his resignation letter, saying that he is the legacy of a prior administration. And so while commissioners might be a little reluctant to talk about it, I think that shows a little bit of what's been going on in the county. You've got a cloud hovering over the county as they try to move forward with this investigation. This most recent indictment shows that he is a recipient of one of the life insurance policies. He has one policy, or he did, now that he's voluntarily reassigned it. But it also showed that he raised some concerns about Wanda Green. She had made a request in the last months prior to her retirement of wanting to increase those premium payments. If you do that, you make your cash value policy more valuable. And he raised concerns, had asked Wanda Green, according to the indictment, for further documentation to ensure that the board was okay on about this, which, by the way, the indictment mentions that they were unaware of it. And she is reported by prosecutors to have taken the handwritten note that requested that increase, rip it up and say, don't forget, don't worry about it. Let's forget about these payments.
Another person in county government, the former board chair, David Gant, has had to make a statement about this. Tell us first the statement the county put out that led to him then putting out his own statement.
We've seen a series of statements come from the county since the indictment was announced late Tuesday. We saw a pretty lengthy announcement by the commissioners Tuesday night that also included their plans to file a civil lawsuit. But we also saw what was essentially just a list of bullet points released by county employees was the way it was described yesterday in an email. And that has kind of started what's been a really interesting development, because some of that seems to contradict what the indictment and what the commissioner said just the night before. And the one point that I think that's really causing a lot of this is that there is a point in there where they claim that a county employee asked David Gant at the time, who was he was chair, if he knew about these life insurance payments, asked about him. There was not much detail about it, but that this employee was advised that the board was supportive of Green's actions related to these policies. And that has prompted what we've seen to be one of the most lengthy statements to come from David Gant throughout this investigation. Because he served for such a long time, there have been a lot of questions raised about his time, how much he knew, and when did he know it, if he knew anything. And so what we saw was a pretty passionate denial by David Gant yesterday, who expressed worry over the county releasing a statement like this and encouraging this anonymous employee to indeed identify themselves or, as he put it, testify before the grand jury just as he did. But it is interesting because it now is raising the question of who's right here, because we've got county staff saying this. It would appear to be just county staff. I don't know if there's the endorsement by commissioners. That's something, you know, we're trying to work on. And the indictment itself. You know, I think there's an agreement across the board that this was never approved by the board in the terms of it, when you mean a full public vote. And minutes can show you that, no problem. But whether individual commissioners knew, I think this is now raising the questions of who might have known more.
Jennifer Bowman, thank you for coming in. Thank you for reporting.
Thank you.